The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Joanna LaForgia from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading from the Southern Living Special Collector's Edition entitled Best of the South. Today we are going to finish the piece we started in our last episode about perfect beach towns, the perfect beach towns in the South. And then we'll move on to the Low Country Jewel, which is Charleston, South Carolina. All right. The cover of this magazine shows us a sunset. The Blue Ridge Mountains in the background are lavender colored beneath a golden sky where the sun is setting. And then in the foreground, the Blue Ridge Mountains are covered with velvety moss green colored trees. In the foreground, we've got an azalea bush of green, thin leaves, elongated leaves, short. And the colors of the azaleas are also lavender to match that the background. Top to bottom, it says Southern Living Special Collector's Edition, Best of the South, The Drive of a Lifetime, our mile-by-mile guide to the Blue Ridge Parkway, Weekend Road Trips, Perfect Beach and Mountain Towns, Where to Stay, Eat, and Explore, plus Best Places to Retire from San Antonio to Asheville. All right, and now we'll continue with our Perfect Beach Towns. We read half of it in our last episode, and we'll finish it in this one. The perfect beach towns, plus planned girlfriend getaways, family trips, and outdoor adventures across the South. There's something for everyone on the coast. Walk on the wild side of Jekyll Island. Bike, hike, paddle, and relax on the Georgia coast. No matter where you are on Jekyll Island, if you shut your eyes and listen closely, you can hear the low rush of ocean waves. Find it on a map and you'll see why. Jekyll is a triangular patch of green bounded by water. The East River to the north, Jekyll Sound to the south, and the Atlantic Ocean to the east. And it's a favorite destination for beachgoers seeking fun in the great outdoors. The southernmost of Georgia's Golden Isles, Jekyll is located between St. Simon's Island, a busy spot with a bustling shopping district, and Cumberland Island, a designated national seashore preserving miles of salt marshes and coastal wetlands. Jekyll is the best of both worlds. It's a resort destination loved for its biking, beaching, and golfing, and it's also a state park with peaceful shores and a commitment to conserving its natural riches for generations to come. Name your adventure. Jekyll is celebrating its 78th anniversary as a state park this year, and it's still going strong. There are lots of places to cast a line. Spots like Glory Beach and St. Andrews Beach make the island a favorite fishing destination. And there's clamming off the Jekyll Island Pier, too. River and ocean-bound boats also launch like clockwork from the Jekyll Harbor Marina. Catch even more waves by booking your place on a Golden Isles Paddle Company sightseeing tour, which offers dolphin spotting excursions and sunset floats through the area's tranquil waterways. The 4-H Tidelands Nature Center has guided kayak trips and canoe rentals, as well as programming on the ecology and biodiversity of the area. There are plenty of options for those who want to remain on land, too. Seasonal ranger walks invite vacationers to experience the area's scenic wonders, and travelers with binoculars flock to walking trails for nature tours and afternoons spent spotting birds beneath the trees. There's an avian sanctuary at the Jekyll Island campground, and other parts of the island are havens for herons, anhigas, egrets, and roseate spoonbills. Horton Pond is another hub for plant and animal life. It has a wheelchair-accessible observation deck with views of the water and its inhabitants, among them wading birds and alligators. Take a break to learn a little about sensitive area wildlife at the Georgia Sea Turtle Center, located near the Jekyll Island Club Resort. This facility is known for its interactive exhibits and turtle rehabilitation programs. The best way to visit the sites is by pedaling. Jekyll Island Club Resort guests can rent bikes at Jekyll Wheels and traverse the island's more than 20 miles of bike trails and walking routes. The Jekyll Island Bike Barn also offers wheels for adults and children, from tricycles to tandem rides, to get the whole family rolling. Take a spin along the paths to feel sea breezes and really take in the island's natural beauty. Wander the beaches. The state of Georgia bought the island in 1947, unlocking its 10 miles of beautiful shoreline for visitors. And one of its most recognizable stretches is the aptly named Driftwood Beach. It's right across the sound from the St. Simon's Lighthouse Museum and is scattered with skeletal remnants of trees that have been toppled and gnarled by the elements. Nearby Sharktooth Beach is another off-the-radar spot that features an uncommon draw. Instead of sand, it's blanketed with sun-bleached oyster shells. Visitors come to hunt for shark's teeth and prehistoric fossils amid the seaside revel. Other points along the shore, including Corsair, Ocean View, and South Dunes Beach Parks, are popular places to savor a picnic, build sand castles, and splash in the surf. Plan your island time. Book a room on Jekyll and you will be close to adventure. Guests at Jekyll Island Club Resort have easy access to amenities, including the bike trails, pool, and seasonal events, as well as the storied past of the resort, which is peopled with Vanderbilts and Rockefellers. Or to get even closer to nature, make Jekyll Island Campground your base. It includes 18 oak-canopied acres of sites for pitching tents and parking RVs and campers. If glamping is more your speed, nearby Little Raccoon Key offers luxury tents on solar-powered campsites, along with dolphin tours as well as ecotourism programs to introduce you to your home away from home. Whether you'd like to pace the golf greens, wind along bike paths, or glimpse coastal wildlife, there's an activity on Jekyll Island that is calling your name. Close your eyes and listen for the waves. Can you hear them yet? And more coastal excursions here. Listeners, we have, as a footnote, Orange Beach, Alabama, sailing on the Gulf. Embark on a sunset sail near Orange Beach to feel the salt wind in your hair and see the fiery colors of a Gulf sunset from offshore. Boating charters, dolphin tours, and paddleboard rentals are also available here. Key Largo, Florida. Scuba diving in the Keys. Dive in the Florida Keys and you'll find one of the best scuba spots in the South. Trips below the water surface lead to ornate reefs that are teeming with schools of technicolor fish and other unforgettable sights. Nag's Head, North Carolina, fishing on the Outer Banks. Casting a line in the fresh or brackish water here could bring up bass, white or yellow perch, and catfish. Offshore charter fishing might yield blue or white marlin, yellowfin or bluefin tuna, and sailfish. And there are also some pretty wooded trails, sand trails through the woods there in Nag's Head, North Carolina. For photos, listeners, we've got a very long boardwalk among marshlands, among emerald green marshlands. They are the color of moss and lichen. So it's dark and light green mixed together. But the grasses you can almost hear them in the wind, blowing in the wind there, swaying in the wind, as these beach grasses do. And there are some trees in the background. Can't tell what they are, some kind of low-growing trees in the background, and there's someone cycling on this boardwalk, and a big sky in the background, blue with some clouds. It says here, clockwise from left, rent bikes for exploring sites like the Jekyll Island Club Resort, picnic areas, and boardwalks. Jekyll Island Club Resort on Georges Coast, and Driftwood Beach near the island's north end. And there's a small photo here, listeners, of some driftwoods, a tree that is a gnarled tree with gnarled branches lying on the sand on the shore. And there's a rather calm ocean, some low waves, and there's what appears to be a schooner in the background beyond this driftwooded tree. And then we also have around, this is Jekyll Island Club Resort, a white round with windows all around it, and a conical roof, a building. And it's got some oak trees with some hanging moss that is blowing in the breeze above it. And then we've got a boardwalk going out to a beach, with a trail going out to the beach and several people there enjoying it with umbrellas. And in the foreground, we also have a golf course at that club, a Jekyll Island Resort Club, where just beside that round building we just described, there's a huge hotel that has a turret as well. It's four stories. And and this is croquet. Excuse me. They're playing croquet in the foreground of this hotel. And now, listeners, we move on to the Lowcountry Jewel. What is Charleston's secret to being a favorite city year after year? A commitment to reinvention. With a new wave of restaurants, hotels, and experiences popping up around every corner, there's always a good reason to plan a visit. And we begin with a two-page photo, aerial photo of the city, listeners. And there's an American flag, a couple of churches, a bridge in the background, a suspension bridge in the background going across an intercoastal waterway. And in the foreground, we have a white building with a steeple. And at the top, there is a landing with arched windows all around where people can stand. And the caption of the photo is, Charleston, South Carolina. The city's close ties to the water enhance its enduring appeal. While Charleston is celebrated for its elegant row houses, cobblestone streets, and treasure trove of historic sites, the holy city is far from frozen in the past. a vibrant community for over three centuries. Charleston hums with the energy of a cosmopolitan coastal enclave, one with an undeniable and irrepressible southern accent. The new stays. Hotels are abundant these days around town. Notable among them are the Ryder, that's R-Y-D-E-R, and Emmeline, both located in the historic district and both boutique renovations of existing properties that had lost their luster. What makes these two distinctive, besides their impressive designs and superb food and drink offerings, is their emphasis on engagement and sociability. At the Ryder Hotel, Courtney Bishop Design has reimagined a 91-room property as a relaxed and decidedly beachy resort in the heart of the peninsula. Warm earth tones, light stained woods, and bold art set the stage. The centerpiece of the space is Little Palm, a bar adjacent to the pool deck, created by the team who opened famed Death and Company in New York City. It's a tropical dream tinted with pinks and teals, serving elevated cocktails and offering a C and V scene vibe. Since its opening in 2021, it has become a prime spot to relax, have a drink, and chat on a sunny afternoon. A short walk away is Emmeline, which overlooks the historic Charleston City Market. This property includes amenities like complimentary bike rentals and has 212 guest rooms, all with king beds that have special touches from handheld clothes steamers to turntables. The warm, dark grays and smooth woods and plush robes create a sense of calm in a part of town that's often buzzing with traffic and tourists eager to see the sights. The result is a best-of-both-worlds experience for travelers who can enjoy the city's energy without getting overwhelmed by it. Especially inviting is Emmeline's local hotspot, Franny and the Fox. With an open dining room as well as a courtyard with cafe seating under twinkling lights, this restaurant draws in locals and visitors with its southern meets Italian dishes by Chef Tim Morton, served in a setting that makes you want to linger. There's a feeling here that Emmeline is a breath of fresh air for Charleston, Morton says. I'm proud to be a part of a place that doesn't have a cookie-cutter atmosphere. Franny and the Fox is shifting the idea of the hotel restaurant because we have an independent sensibility. Locals are once again returning to this area of town for Morton's hand-rolled tortelloni, marinated olives, wood-fired pizzas, and seasonal specialties. Neighborhood favorites. In the past few years, celebrity chef and author Vivian Howard of the PBS series A Chef's Life has made her first forays outside North Carolina with two restaurants at the Lindy Renaissance Charleston Hotel. Handy and Hot, which serves breakfast and lunch, has jaunty red booths where diners savor pimento cheese grits and traditional North Carolina Apple Jacks hand pies, along with plenty of biscuits and coffee. Next door at Lenore, Howard can often be found in-house, greeting guests as they enjoy blueberry barbecue chicken wings, fried collards, pork chops, and carrot cake with mocha icing. It's a flexible menu that reflects how she likes to eat. sometimes with friends, sometimes with kids in tow, and all the time with people who have varying palates. Howard's story comes through in the decor, which includes her butterbean shelling pans as artwork on a back wall and part of her cookbook collection on the oval-shaped bar in the center of the space. Lenore walks the line between neighborhood spot and tourist draw, a difficult task made easy with a seasoned front-of-house staff and an atmosphere that's bright and welcoming. Also worth attention are the servers at Chubby Fish, a local gem tucked away on Cummings Street. Led by General Manager Joanna Tang, the employees exude a relaxed air that belies their thorough, carefully honed knowledge of the wine list and menu items. Here, an average wait of more than an hour on the sidewalk feels more like a party than an imposition. Guests sip funky pet nut wines and chat while awaiting any and all of the seafood-centric dishes that Chef James London and his staff prepare from an improvisational menu. London's approach to fresh and ultra-seasonal food is inspired by his tenure with sushi chefs in San Francisco and New York City. But when the time came to open his own spot, this Charleston-born cook could imagine no better place than his own hometown. While there's no guarantee exactly what will be on the menu on any given night, the chili garlic shrimp have been served since the doors opened in 2018. So be sure to order some for the table and a delicious caviar sandwich or two. A booming beer scene. If your tastes lean more toward beer and brats than caviar and champagne, then it's time to seriously consider Charleston as a brewery destination. Although the city has long had an established cocktail scene and is growing into one of the best wine towns in America, beer drinkers have often had to settle for something light from a large-scale producer. But now, that has all changed. In a largely industrial area where Meeting Street becomes Meeting Street Road, you'll find 10 spots to enjoy a dizzying array of craft options right from their sources. From the hiding in plain sight Lo-Fi Brewing, its only identification is a single small changeable letter sign, to Revelry Brewing, the rooftop bar features sunset views and a DJ. Tap rooms now dot this neighborhood. There are also many more to discover throughout the metro area. On weekends, many tourists catch the free Charleston Brewery District hop-on trolley. The route begins at Tradesman Brewing Company, or another shuttle, so they can sip safely while hitting many of the town's hotspots. And listeners, there's a side note here that says top 15 cities. Here are the top 15 cities in the South, according to 7-Eleven. 1, Charleston, South Carolina. 2, Savannah, Georgia. 3, Asheville, North Carolina. 4, Nashville, Tennessee. 5, New Orleans, Louisiana. 6, Austin, Texas. 7, Atlanta, Georgia. 8, Charlotte, North Carolina. 9, Birmingham, Alabama. 10, Richmond, Virginia. 11, Orlando, Florida. 12, Dallas, Texas. 13, Houston, Texas. 14, Jacksonville, Florida. And 15, Louisville, Kentucky. Celebrating heritage. for family time, a couple's outing, or a bachelor party, crabbing on an Ashley River Marina dock with Tia Clark and her staff is just plain fun. Slowly pulling up a hand line from the bottom and catching the reflection of late afternoon sun in a drop running along the hill is pretty enough. But the real beauty is that the crabs are usually biting. The crew from Casual Crabbing with Tia act as fishing concierges to make sure you get to try pulling baskets, hand lines, and fishing rods, and throwing a cast net. All of these methods, especially using a cast net, have cemented Clark's role as an ambassador for her family's Gullah Geechee culture. But it was something she had to grow into. "I started out feeling fear and intimidation about sharing my passion for this," recalls Clark, a former bar manager. "That has all changed, and I have nothing but pride. What I do every day has brought me closer to the food I eat, my family, and especially my culture. I hope folks leave the dock with love and respect for the water and all that resides in it." Like Clark, Charleston wants visitors to leave with respect for its current and former residents. The city is growing into a new, more truthful interpretation of its complex past, of enslavement, and its indelible marks. The McLeod Plantation Historic Site on James Island, conserved and opened to the public in 2015 by Charleston County Parks, was honored in 2019 as a Site of Conscience by the International Coalition of Sites of Conscience. Among the first places in South Carolina to be so designated, it was acknowledged for its groundbreaking interpretation and social engagement. What truly matters, of course, aren't the accolades, but the restored pride in culture and the sense of hope they bring for the future of this great southern city. And that's our time for today's episode of Southern Living. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you'll listen next time. I'm Joanna LaForgia, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. 325138. So long until next time.